some point to do.
Really?
Dorma mostly information that she would just barely touch on, so that now I can bring it forth, and she does not stop me.
May I interrupt again?
Yes, please.
I should tell you some things that probably bear on our, on the psyche of Jake, as it were, very strongly. He discovered that he was a diabetic, and I believe that he was trying to pursue it through Christian Scientists, not as a Christian per se. Now, I realize there are some fine lines of division what I'm saying.
Yes.
The upshot of the thing is, his right foot began to be deprived of circulation, and his left toe turned black, and he had to have it amputated. And he thought he was whipping it by going into a tank with excessive pressures, barometric pressures. There's a word for it. He goes in under two atmospheres. It densifies the oxygen in the blood. And he was doing pretty well for a while. And also, he was taking something something that goes into the blood and draws out some of these problem areas. But finally, it couldn't make it, and his whole foot would begin to turn black, and he was horrified to realize he had to face up to an amputation of his foot. And he bucked it, and I saw him, oh, maybe just a week or two before he finally decided he had to go. He was speaking very weakly. He had none of this dominant personality that he's most familiar, but his mind was there all the time. He was talking to myself and my son. And so he had this leg amputated here in a midship on his leg, and the transformation in that man in 2 weeks was just incredible. I noticed it first on the phone, and I've since been up there. His old dynamism has returned.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So what I believe, I may be fooling myself, but Jake and I have had ups and downs in our relationships. Because we're both egotists, I guess. And in any event, over the long run, he trusts me, and I believe in what he's doing. Because he's had some tough experiences since then, like these mafia coming in and throwing him out of his own company.
Yes.
He was worth several million dollars.
Yes.
So he's had some very chastening experiences, as has Larry Julin. So you see, the consequence is that I feel we're both very much on frequency with one another, again at a different level, a very warm, a very simple kind of level. And the consequence is that he's now talking to me on the basis of making available to me and in a corporate arrangement, where he will have very little participation because he's got a lot of other things he wants to pursue, and his objective in life is as an innovator, not as a merchant or a production man or anything like that. And we will do that in a corporation. I've given it the name Duron Pacific, but it can be anything because that's just a name of image at the moment. And I believe that we are on paths where we can really begin to do some things, and what we're talking about, as you have mentioned, seems like this is all working in confluence to the ultimate good end.
Yes, it is.
End of message.
It is. He has great innovative gifts to bring forth because he was brought here with those bits of knowledge.
Very great. He's practically worships Tesla.
Yes.
From the point of view, you see, Tesla had many contributions that most of us don't really know about unless we get into it. And there's a group of admiring engineers and others who admire Tesla greatly. And Jake is one of them, and he of course acknowledges that this basic patent was in 1913, the year of my birth, but that the fundamentals of it, while they're there are many applications. And he has nearly 9 patents that are both for pumps and turbines.
Yes. And I will tell you further, the more closely you are drawn in, the more Nicola will tell you about it himself. He comes here frequently.
Nicola does?
Yes. To this place.
Hungarian.
Well, actually, Slavic.
Say again.
Slavic.
Slavic.
Yes. Close enough.
Yes, close enough.
He is one of the greatest energies that ever walked your place. Yes. And he had to take it with him because man was not ready. And it will be brought forth when man is. There's another that does know and does bear quite a lot of the information that you're going to need. Another real problem, child. And that's Golka.
That's... Are you in touch with Golka?
No. But we intend to be.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I wondered what happened to him.
Yes, well, I'll tell you.
He had a marvelous idea.
Yes, he had a marvelous idea. And he has had to be put into protection.
Hmm.
And I may not discuss it further. He will be surfacing somewhere very, very unknown.
Hmm. He's still alive then, is he?
I don't want to answer that.
Okay.
The dark energies got after him. And they sometimes do exceptionally good work.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great, great talent. He was a great student of Nicola.
Yes, he was.
And he ended up in very great jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are times when we have energies that are going to be crucial at some point, at least their information. Either the information or the energy or the person will be brought in at the right time. Once begin to learn, they must be very cautious. There's a group working, you see, but they are mostly working toward the darkness. For they don't know any different out of Los Angeles. It's not going to come forth through those organizations. It just will not be. There are portions left from Nicola in written form to a Dr. De Sibla, and you once will have remembered Arthur Hendershot that had passed through here. Arthur was a great friend of Dr. De Sibla. And De Sibla and Nicola were the closest of friends. And when Nicola made his transition, some of those unpublished papers went to De Sibla. And at his demise, Arthur has some of them. There will be some credible bits and pieces from that. You're going to find the most unlikely people coming into touching with you. Bits and pieces from your past are going to wash right back through. But it's time for these things to be coming into consolidation. We could not bring forth that kind of research in any massive way until we got some other things started. But you see, we can have a pump factory. A lot of water is pumped. A lot of food products could be pumped utilizing that method. For you don't have the corrosive element when you utilize the aerodynamic boundary layer. Only in the startup and in the stopping do toxic substances touch the blades. So it can be sterilized. this is why you could utilize it, that type of a pump, for a blood transfer system. You can both sterilize it, make it out of component parts that are not rejectionable to the body, arouse the immune system to the point of rejection, and it will not damage the cells of the blood.
Right.
It allows the blood cells themselves to pass uninjured, unbroken. Mm-hmm. That can go for fruit, vegetables, you name it.
Fish.
It depends, yes.
You pump fish.
You can pump baby fish or your catfish pools. And it is still the most effective pump that you will find as far as volume. Reversed, it is a turbine generator. We will come, and most of the ideas that you will have will be given to you. We will be bringing bits and pieces. Niccolo has come for days here in Dharma, great friends. She doesn't have the vaguest idea what he's talking about. But what he says will touch someone's ear who is expecting that information. That keeps her in safety, the receiver in safety, and the item in security. It has been infinitely detailed planned. And we're getting close. It is tremendously valuable to be able to build, for instance, a pump factory out here. Because we can do all of our research behind the facade of making water pumps or whatever kind of pump we're going to make. There's another one that should come into your existence as far as oil, but that's not the biggie. That's Merkel.
That's what again?
Merkel. Isha, help me. E-M-E-R-K-Y-L? K-L-E-M-Y-R-K? You have such words then.
M-E-R-K-L-E.
M-E-R, what's it?
K-L-E. Merkel.
You're going
to have to really do something to locate him. He had his stomach full of government over here and oil companies.
Oh, was Merkel a name?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I see.
And he has a process. He can pump a very inexpensive, made from polymers, down a dry hole, a non-pumping well, dormant well, where they just cannot get it separated. A lot of the companies are pushing steam to pull that oil.
Mm-hmm.
The substance pulls it from the surrounding earth strata and pulls it into a puddle. Costs very, very little, and all you do is pour it down. And even if it pulls sand, Jake's pump will pump it.
Mm-hmm.
But the domestic market does not want that man around, period. So most of his business was being done in Canada and France by the French supporting it and North Sea Oil. Independent wells. The big companies would not let him in. He even offered it to your energy commission. That's laughable. But his major contribution to the evolution of this planet is by taking the same substance, changing it very little, but changing it, can be placed within smokestacks, and you get nothing but purity out of your stack. It precipitates the acid, and you can utilize the acid then for your batteries, for the storage of electricity. And your companies will not abide it.
Acid precipitator, huh?
Yes. It can also be put into the exhaust system of the automobile. And all you get out is purified water out of your exhaust system.
That could be incorporated with a turbine, maybe.
There are so many uses that you once will be given. And you're going to think, and this is exactly what you are to think. We cannot come down there and give you drawings. That causes too much attention. You will be given bits and pieces, and in your own writings, you just think, Larry, that you write well.
Excuse me, say that last.
Ask us in, and we'll show you how to write.
Mm-hmm.
You already know. These gifts come from your inner God, Seth. And it opens the communication to the higher dimensions. That's the same reason when you go to bed and ask the Father, please, to give me insight. You have turned it over to him, and he'll give it back to you. So it will appear that all you inventors have invented something. I don't want to spoil things by telling you there's nothing new in the universe, but I think you know it. And you'll have the guidance, and the information will be brought to you in bits and pieces, and you'll see how they fit as you share. We'll be needing to utilize some, really, what I consider primitive solar devices. Once again, for the ability of using photovoltaics or something similar, so that we can be working without notice. And you're going to need, anyway, some kind of heating system for your greenhouses. But you'll need a much more sophisticated system to get you through what we will refer to as nuclear or volcanic ash winter. You'll need something that can pick up the ultraviolet so that you do not have to have the sun. These things are very sophisticated. Many of the things of which I will speak in the months and years to come have already been perfected on your place and hidden from you.
Question.
Yes.
Are we interested in a phenomenally new kind of aircraft that can be either vertically lifted or horizontally lifted and is stealth covered and can be built modularly in any size?
Sounds like my shuttlecraft.
We've got them in Long Beach already.
Company built them?
Say again?
Is someone building them now?
You bet. He built prototypes.
What does he want? An arm and a leg to buy it?
The Army was about to buy it, and then this economic crunch came, and they've been holding him off. And he's been running out of money. He's put out an awful lot of money of his own. Got a big shop out there.
Whereabouts?
He's in Long Beach.
Whereabouts?
Say again?
Whereabouts?
In Long Beach.
Whereabouts in Long Beach?
Right after us, roughly. Right across from the tower at the airport.
Well, it's certainly something I would appreciate it if you men would go look at.
I think we should. Can't tell.
That's another thing you're going to have is something similar to helicopters. More efficient.
Excuse me, Commander, there's a bug flying.
Get him. Wait a minute. Hold everything.
The hunter.
I'm going to touch you on your arm, so don't think I'm being fresh.
It won't bother her a bit.
got him.
Does this little airplane or wherever it is it a hovercraft?
Yes, it is. It's a he calls it a four-poster, just like that Harrier. You know the big Harrier?
Yeah, okay.
It's the same principle, only much better. It can be built much smaller and flies faster, cheaper. It's quite remarkable.
Put it in a factory here.
He's looking for money. If we can, if we've got a market, you know, that's non-military. I don't know. Maybe we want a military market. I don't pretend to know all the concepts here.
The military already has the information.
Yeah, they got the information, but they haven't worked on it.
Right, because they are controlled by your big aerospace producer, so they're not going to let it in.
That's right.
Competition.
The consortium is...
And they will try to starve them out.
And Lockheed and a few others are going to keep them out, those rockets.
Oh, yeah, they already... He was about to buy some engines, and the consortium told the engine company, don't you sell them any engines. But he's going to get them anyhow. He's got another source.
Well,
air research, you trying to get the engine
from,
or was it GE?
I'm sorry, John.
Was it air research, or GE was trying to get engine from?
Air research.
Yeah, okay, they're the consortium, all right.
Yeah.
How much money does he need? Let's just talk in generalities a little bit.
Well, he's, frankly, he's made a commitment on a former Northrop plant that's in... Santa Maria, and that's a $4 million commitment to carry out not this plane but some helicopters for Red China, because he could take some of our military helicopters, like I can't remember the names because I don't know them that well, and modify them, because he has a helicopter plant which he bought. So he's certified in the helicopter plant, but he has a marvelous design and innovation capability where he'll modify those to a very superior helicopter that the Red Chinese want. They will use it for moderate military purposes. But he's only doing that to stay alive until our own military will pick up this four-poster. Not communicated with him for about a month, so I don't know what his latest is, but the last phone conversation he said, Larry, anytime you want to come in, why just call me to let me know so that I can be sure to be here, because he travels quite a bit.
Oberly, is this the same helicopter?
No.
All right.
It's not, no. Dick Freeman had a helicopter that he was promoting through CUD.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the same one.
No. No.
That was a helicopter.
Yeah. You understand, I did speak first of a four-poster, and then I spoke of a helicopter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. Santa Maria is not a safe place.
Is that on the wrong side of the crack?
Probably doesn't, yep. Yes, and he does not probably want to be hooked in with anything that either Northrop had or keeps now. But that's beside the point.
Right. Yeah, we've got a long road to haul before we can you know, swing this thing around. But I'm sure if we provided money, he'd start looking at our locations.
When there's, you know, Mojave, Mojave is very innovative place. That's where your lot of the rutan stuff is coming out of there.
That's interesting, yes. I was just going to say, where are you going to get workers for aircraft? But my goodness, you've got, I see big aircraft building somewhere down there in Mojave, did I not?
Yes.
Also in Lancaster.
In Lancaster. Okay, well, that's not a problem, then, I'd say.
Tons of super good engineers out here.
Are they really?
Our biggest problem, while we're getting ready to give you our thrust system, you see, I don't want to shock you, and I know that I can't, because I know that you know. There is a base. Let me narrow it down as well. In one of your western states, it's already come public. I don't need to hide this. The ones from Reticulum have a contract, basically, with your government. There is a space base working in conjunction with your government military in both Nevada and in New Mexico, underground cities. This is not unknown, basically, in military. It's not talked about. There were some exchanges contractually drawn up. You leave us alone, we'll help you with this. However, the thrust system for the craft that would be equivalent to spacecraft are powered by atomic energy. They were not foolish enough to give man our thrust system that gets you out in and through the cosmos, out to the stars. But it helps you with space travel. And your military has built already circular saucer-shaped craft. And they fly them out of Edwards. For instance, last August, a year ago, there were several of our craft from Pleiades put down. You have some of the crew at Nellis Field. Those ones, however, are only living bodies. The energies were removed before that craft was crashed. An electronic field put around it. The military proclaimed, when it was discovered by the public, the crashed craft. They put out a big all-points bulletin saying it was a crash death. 3 weeks later comes your big paper article that says it's still on drawing board. You ones don't know what to believe. I'm not going to tell your classified secrets. But you have space vehicles built along the lines of any spacecraft. Obviously the disk, and especially a revolving disk, acts as its own, what do you call it, gyroscope?
Yes.
A lot of the revolving lights that you see while we're stationary is not a blinking or strobing of lights. We call it that for you ones. But while we're hovering, the outer ring is spinning like mad. And yet when we're hovering is when we can turn its speed down and it will give you the appearance of the strobing lights. Ones like Simyasi in that command ship, which is tantamount almost to a mother craft. It's a very large command ship, as is mine. You will have both. You will have strobing colored lights, but you have magnificent speeds, revolving like a top to keep balance. And then we work with gravity and the gravity thrust system. And we navigate and communicate through crystal. These things will come, but man was not ready for it. And there is no one in the cosmos foolish enough to give you that whole secret. You've yet to wait for that. You will experience trouble getting fuel for any kind of your vehicles. Therefore, you're going to have to store a lot. And it gets harder. Oberle was just speaking with Miles about the Anderson complex. You see, we will have a major hotel Anderson P-Soup complex here. Part of the rear thrust, Larry, and this has already been approved and will be built, but part of it will be for a big diesel truck stop, which will allow us to store diesel in great quantity. There are some railroad spurs that can be utilized for fuel cars back in some of these side canyons. Part of the motion picture will be filmed on location here, and under the guise of filming, we can go ahead and dig and put in tanks. You see, this is something else man doesn't do. He doesn't pay any attention. If it interferes with his beer and his television program, he's just annoyed. And while you're putting up a truck stop, you can put down 100 tanks. You can catacomb your area with tanks, and nobody's going to pay any attention. A lot of the research that will go on, because Oberle's been out here in the wind business, they'll just say, oh, that nut is over there experimenting with another one of those alternative things. And day after tomorrow, no one will even remember. They'll just gossip like mad. And they don't even care 4 days later. You can do everything right in front better than you can try to hide it. In part of the story, we have the spacecraft come here. Dorma says, my God, how can you do that? Edwards Air Force Base is only 30 miles, Hatton. How better? We're helping them practice right in your flight pattern lane back here over the mountain. And nobody notices. We're out there at least 14 ships every night rotating our strobe lights in brilliant colors. Nobody notices. Man does not notice, especially if he's been told there's no truth in it. We're better. We're better. You see, all we have to do to discount ourselves so that nobody pays any attention is land one right down in your Central Park and let Robert Redford walk off of it. We may do that.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It would be Leonard Nimoy.
That'd really shake them up.
But then they will say it is special effects, John.
You think so?
Boy, they really traveled a long way with these special effects. Spielberg must be involved. Well, where did Spielberg get his information? A lot of it completely fouled up, but it has opened the eyes to allow people to think that maybe we're not all bad out here going to come and attack you. Your brothers assisting from space have come for only one reason at this time in history. All wars laid aside in space. No one from outer space comes in hostility to your place. It is not allowed. We only come to assist, and we can only do that by directly asking of us. We are not allowed to interfere. We have no wish to interfere. You ones write your own play. Botch it up as much as you like until it affects us. But the Father has sent us this time to help you ones. And your cosmic brothers that have the ability to get to your place have grown and evolved into peaceful people. They don't come to pick on you. I will tell you farther, though, there are ones from other planets waiting to see what you do to this one, because we can clean up a nuclear mess. We can neutralize it. And they're overcrowded planets in your systems. And they're waiting for a place to come. So it won't lie very long unused. We have the ability now to, within split seconds, encapsulate your whole atmosphere. If it goes to the point of blowing up, we can encapsulate you and you will circle in your orbit as a gaseous star. A lot of them in your universe. Technology has outgrown man's ability to tend it. He doesn't know what to do with the waste. You're building a foundation of death. For hundreds of thousands of years, they can tell you whatever they want to tell you about nuclear waste from an electric producing nuclear power plant. That is the deadliest thing on your place, and you can't do anything with it. And you've got so much of it that it now becomes a problem for us to even help you. And where do they plan to put it? In mass? Over Nyaka Mountain. In the test ground. Just a few hundred feet from where you detonate hydrogen devices almost daily. Intelligent. Let's see if those cement capsules will hold. And how long can cement? How long can those reactors stand the bombardment of that radiation in your plants? Already the insides of those reactors are what you call crazing. You don't have any historical data. Water will cleanse. Pray that the part of the ocean falls into the ocean that houses your reactors. It's going to be awfully hard on the ocean right around them. But it will cleanse. You've got a really, really ticklish situation going. But what really caused, let us call it the cosmic councils, to agree to let us interfere, if you will want to call it that, closer to your surface. You see, in 1 year, we had gone from 250 miles from your surface to 150 miles, not to allow nuclear war devices into our space. You can keep them 150 miles into yours. If you really want it there. But if you plan to send it farther, we stop it. Or we disarm it. And every now and then it'll hit the paper that those dirty Russians are neutralizing and ruining some of your satellites. And vice versa. No. That's not what is happening. And your government and your military knows. They also are not allowed to detonate. Now they know very well what the limits are. We did pretty well while they didn't know. 150 megaton explosion. Anything above it, we stop. We got to stop a lot of them for a while. Now they'll detonate right at 149 megaton. That's 11 Hiroshimas. And then the experts will come on and say that kind of an explosion does not impact your fault lines. Doesn't hurt you anything. It's the most pulverizing kind of radiation, vibration wave you can get. And man allows it to go on. I tell you so that you are informed. I'm not interested in you going over and picketing Yucca Flats. That's not your job. Somebody else wants to do it, let them do it. We must build a system of peace and prosperity so the man doesn't want to do that. And we have electronic beams balancing between this fault over here called the San Andreas and the Garlock and the areas from Yucca Flats that will send their waves of vibration into this area. We don't want that crystal touched. And every time they detonate in Nevada, it unbalances this crystal. So we've been allowed to shoot a beam shield, if you will, between you and them. This place is encapsulated 26 miles in diameter by a ring of shield that we activate and we keep bolstering up, and you ones are picking that up very regularly now. We've encapsulated this mountain itself, approximately 6 miles in diameter, in a plasmic cradle. We can lift the mountain if we have to. And believe it or not, we meet with the leaders of your countries. Your threat is coming in from China. For everyone you detonate, China detonates two or three. We are in their skies all the time. They recognize us. They know it. For everyone you detonate, Russia detonates. And China will double. China has an underground capacity, cities, if you will, to house every one of their population. Your government has not been that kind. They have underground facilities and hidden facilities in places like Australia, Pine Gap. They have cities to put their political leaders. They don't pay much attention to you people.
Nobody beats the Swiss on this.
That's right. They saw it coming. Guess where we first made ourselves known? Commander Simjasi in Switzerland. Hinder Smith Dogoti.
Got about 15 clicks on this tape. Shall I get another, or would you like to terminate for this evening?
Don't ask me. I'm here at your disposal. I made my arrangements to be away. There's nothing more important than this.